Necropoli etrusca della Banditaccia, Etruscan Necropolis of Banditaccia. The Etruscan Necropolis of Banditaccia of Cerveteri, a UNESCO site since 2004, along with the necropolis of Monte Rossi of Tarquinia, is the biggest example of funerary architecture of the Etruscan culture, and one of the most important archaeological sites in the Mediterranean area. The visitable area, about 10 hectares, is called the Fence, and was systematically excavated from 1909 until 1933 by Raniero Mengarelli, and after the Second World War by Mario Moretti. This ancient cemetery stretches for hundreds of hectares on a plateau of tuff west of the ancient Etruscan town. The graves were dug into the tuff, a soft volcanic stone faithfully reproducing the plant and furnishings of the ancient houses. Following a chronological itinerary, you can follow and understand the evolution of more than six centuries of funerary Etruscan art. The oldest, 7th century before Christ, are the burial mounds, large cylinders covered with earth that house various burials for several generations of the same aristocratic family. Towards the second half of the 6th century before Christ, the tombs are built along roads parallel, assuming a more regular form called a knot. This is the reflection of an urban society egalitarian, with a more even distribution of wealth, in which even the tombs take on a standard. Then, between the 4th and the 1st century before Christ, due to the exhaustion of the available space on the surface, they start to use the undergrounds, digging a series of underground rooms called hypogei. Some were as large as the Tomb of the Reliefs. More modest, all lined up in a regular manner. This last phase in the history of the Etruscan is characterized by wars against Rome, which in a century and a half will conquer all the Etruscan cities.